This episode of the Cutting Edge Podcast is brought to you by GlassGadget.com. Showcase Innovations creates tools that help shower door installers be more efficient and save time. Check out GlassGadget.com for more information. Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for coming back. It's always good to see you. It's a beautiful day. It's Thursday evening, so we get the chance to, you know, talk about shower doors because we don't get to do that for the rest of the week. The rest of the week is just void of shower doors. But then on Wednesday, we get to talk about them, which is awesome. You know, I don't have any guest speaker lined up for tonight, so it's just a free-for-all. So I'm just going to trust you all to be good here and not just wander too far off the reservation. And I'm sure that, you know, it'll be interesting and maybe even surprising. And I don't know if you haven't ever joined us in this room, in the Zoom room, you're welcome to do that. You know, I post the link to that in the description of the Facebook event. So you just click on that and you can come on in and join us. It's fun. So if nobody has any better idea for a topic, you know, the topic I was thinking about and just wondering about is how do you stay motivated? I mean, if you're doing, you know, kind of the same sorts of things day after day, week after week, year after year, you know, what do you do? How do you keep yourself motivated? What makes you, you know, stay excited and interested about your job?
Great topic.
Thanks, Bill.
It's a great topic because I think we all get into that. And no matter what level your business is, you've always got to improve, right? So if you're a business owner, you should always be looking at your business and saying, what can I do to improve? Either make it more efficient, more profitable, more growth, whatever it is. And I think all of us on this stream or anybody that's in our Facebook group is a business owner and they're looking for what they consider success. So whatever that is, you know, you may be looking just to get a new truck, a new tool, a new product line to sell to your customers, or just something different to break up the monotony. But also you have to, you know, as you grow and you get employees, you got to look at carving a path for them to become successful too. So as you become into management, you want to look for opportunity to have people within your company that helped you grow, continue to grow in their life too. I think that's really important. That's what motivates us and almost everybody on this call. And I've had privates with, you know, quite a few of the guys here, and they say the same thing. As they grow, they want to make sure that the good people they've spent money on and invested in and trained stay with the company. So it's creative ways of keeping them engaged and growth, both financially and just, you know, responsibility. They want to be part of a growing team. They want to be part of something bigger than them. So I think that's a great topic. And, you know, what are the things that other guys do to help grow their business or help their employees grow?
You got to build a map, right? You got to know where you're going. You got to, motivation comes and goes. So you got to build that discipline and those habits. And just, we all get burnt out on what we do every now and then. So sometimes you got to take a break and start working on something different. And don't, and if you're going to be consistent with something, just keep doing it. And like I said, take a break if you feel like you're getting burned out on that. Some guys can't take a break if you're installing all the time, but you know, in the evenings or whatever, if you're trying to build a company, you just got to set those little goals and you don't have to have huge goals that you're trying to reach. But if you set those little goals, you can keep tackling those little goals. And when you look back, they add up and you can, you know, have an astronomical change over the year of knocking out little goals throughout the whole year and just keep it going.
Yeah. And a break doesn't have to be a long break, right? I mean, even if you can't get away on a vacation, you can take a little mini break, even part of a day, you know, like I'll get out. Well, Brandon knows, you know, I'll get up early and go out for a hike in the woods before work, you know, spend an hour out in nature, you know, and just kind of decompress and take a little break like that, you know, because, yeah, you know, even if you can't get away for a week, you can get away sometimes just for a day or even part of a day. And I like what Bill was saying. I mean, what I took away from what Bill said was that making an investment in other people, that, you know, that's a good way to be motivated when you see other people getting inspired or coming up or whatever. That can be motivating.
Yeah, when you get a history and you get employees that have been with you a while, and then you look back at some of the old pictures of where they were before they were married, before they had kids, before they had a house, makes you feel good when you see their kids are in school, they've got themselves a house, they're getting ahead. It makes you feel good. That means that you're building something with them and they're part of it, and they get to share in that. And I think that's really important. And that's how you get the best out of people.
You're helping change lives, and essentially us as business owners, that's what we're doing, right? We're trying to look out for everyone that works for us. We're not there to just scrape all the money and take it for ourselves. We're trying to build a team. We're trying to build that culture, and we're trying to, you know, change people's lives. And it makes a huge difference when you look at it that way, instead of just, you know, running guys doing this. If you look at them as family or friends, and you want to treat them the same way you want them to treat you. So, and that should motivate you right there just to keep going, especially when you have a crew of guys that are good. So,
and Brandon, even guys on this call right here, I look at them as brotherhood. I mean, I want to see them succeed too. You know, I'll pick on Brian because Brian's a one man show like Chris, but he's young, but he's aggressive. He's going to do really well. I want to see him grow, and I'll do whatever I can to help him as well. I think it's exciting. You know, I was excited when he got his shop and he got going. I think that's good too. We stick together as brothers and help each other, and that's going to help the whole industry.
I got to give you that. I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Brian, you're going to be a rising star, and it takes a while. You're not going to get there overnight, but you're doing all the right things.
Yeah. That's what they tell me.
It's going to take a while, and you're going to
patience.
You're going to feel defeated. There's going to be times you're just going to feel defeated, whatever it is, but you're doing the right things. Technically, you're the first one to reach out to anybody that asks for a part number, a way to do something. You know, that's good. The camaraderie here is fantastic.
It's got the right attitude.
You know, before Chris started recording, we were talking about Shannon's discussion and how Greg filled in and added to that. I mean, I'm really sorry I missed it. It was really good. I listened to the whole thing last week. There's some people on here with a lot of knowledge, and I'd like to get them more involved and get other guys to come on to this thing and get more involved with their knowledge.
You know, Bill, I'm going to your point, this group has motivated me, Chris, and I got to give a shout out to Brandon DeCastro. My wife and I were in Phoenix a couple weeks ago, and I kind of had reached out to him, and he graciously invited me over to his operation. And I went over there, it was early in the morning, he spent a couple hours of time that he didn't have to spend. I came away from that meeting, Brandon, very motivated. And you invited me to attend your morning huddle. We've instituted that. I was rejuvenated. Wow. And to be honest with you guys, I've talked to some of you privately too. The ideas that you share, not just technically, but this business, seminars, I'll call them, have been extremely motivated. I mean, I've been in this business for 19 years, and I've said this before on this call. I wish to God I would have discovered you all 19 years ago. So, you know, you all have been a big, big motivational factor, but I wanted to thank Brandon on this site. He's got it going on technologically, I mean, professionally, the whole, I came away from that very motivated. So, So anyhow, thank you all.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And that's what, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Just little things like that, how Mike's talking about how it rejuvenated him and motivated him, like just building motive. It's just little things. Like there's things that I'll hear that, you know, I'll hear a 30 second clip of whatever it is, and it just gets you going and all that. So I posted a story earlier this morning after I left the gym about, like, there's no overnight success stories, right? Like it's all built, it's grinding, it's building it. And I talked about the picture that I'm sure all you guys have seen of an iceberg in the water, and everyone sees the iceberg, but they don't see all the work that happens underneath it. They don't see all the ice underneath it that's bigger. So it's all the failures, the blood, the sweat, the tears, everything in it. Just a lot of people see the success up here. So, you know, it just keep grinding and doing the work and you'll get there.
I'll take the story. I'll tag off of that one, Brandon. We have a person that works for us, very, very valuable for us. And he's the kind of guy that would do anything you ask him to do. And there was a time that one of our office staff had to leave. So he filled in on the accounts payable side. What an eye opener. It's almost like Boxing Day in Canada where you reverse positions. He says, when I'm out as an installer and I see all this money coming in, I'm going, oh my God, they're making a ton of money. Now he's sitting on the other side and he's writing the checks going out. And he said, oh my God, I had no idea that, you know, the life, the vehicle insurance is so much and workers' comp and, you know, all the product that you buy. So I had no idea. And that's it. They don't see all the underlying stuff. They see the checks coming in. A lot of the installers do anyhow. And they figure the company's making it hand over fist. And they don't realize the rest of the stuff that goes behind it. The inventory you need to carry and the compliance issues that you have to follow. So sometimes that gets depressing, but in a way it's motivating when you train people to be able to do that for you. And that's where you got to find that spark. You've got to spark them.
Yep.
I think that's the motivation for us, or at least as you grow the business, you've got to continually get them involved and engaged. And that sometimes it's training and retraining to do that.
Yeah.
Pat on the back or a job well done, or take a picture of his recent installation and send it out. We try and have that same type of huddle where we bring the guys in on the big screen TV and show up 10 or 15 installations from the last month. We do that with the guys in the glass shop. You know, they make glass panels. They don't get to see the completed jobs. So it's kind of neat for them to see where all their work goes to and what it looks like.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would say one thing too is it's really easy to talk about the mistakes when someone has a mistake on the job and it stands out. We point it out all the time, and you got to just let it go sometimes and not beat a dead horse, right? Like you talk about it, it's over with and go on, but we don't congratulate employees as much as we talk about the bad things that happen. Mm-hmm. We never pull them inside and say, you're doing a good job. We don't do a lot of that. And that goes, I mean, coming out to be an installer, that goes a long way of, hey, you did a great job today. Have a good day. Just those little words right there, just that motivates you to come back the next day.
Yeah. And there's little things that you can do too. You can celebrate a good month. You can celebrate, you know, your 1,000th shower door installation, or you know, 100 Google reviews in a month, or whatever it is. You can celebrate as a team, whether it's pizzas for everybody or, you know, random lottery tickets, whatever you want to do, just something different. Yep. Let them know the appreciation that the company feels.
But I take credit card points and stuff since we get that stuff back, and I buy a whole bunch of gift cards. I got like a stack of gift cards and I just randomly hand them out to the guys on had a good day. If we're looking to get something, you know, for social media, we'll hand them out for that when they're doing good reviews, just different things. And just, you know, that goes a long way when you give someone a $25 or $50 gift card for food. So food's getting expensive, right? So
yeah.
About to start handing out eggs here pretty soon. So
you can get them, you know.
Right? I get chickens.
Yeah, chickens.
Everybody's asking Billy. I've been watching. Everybody's asking Billy for chickens.
Gonna pay everybody in chickens.
we send a text, company text out every Friday through follow-up, because you can send unlimited people. It'll go out to them individually through follow-up. So we have all the company lines, or everyone in the company from all locations, that we send out a weekly Friday text that recognizes greatness, things that's going on in the company, like employees that did something good, the reviews we got from each location, and best of the week of the showers for each location. That way, because we have multiple locations, but not everyone knows each other, so trying to bring that culture together from afar is tough. So trying, you know, we talk about like, well, these guys are doing this over here at this location, they're killing it. And the guys over here are like, I don't care about them, they're not here. And all, so bringing all that together is really good.
You know, it's really working well when the installers start sending texts to the measuring guys saying, hey, you did a great job on measuring on this thing.
Yep.
Job went in like a glove. Makes the measuring guys feel good, because usually those are the ones that the installers bash.
The lonely job.
You missed the outer square, you didn't do this, you wrote it wrong, and you know it didn't go in because it's your fault. But when they start texting and say, hey, great job on the measurement, the layout, the instructions, whatever the case is, that goes a long ways too. Then they work cohesively.
Yeah.
Excellent. We also have something that you find inspiring, or something you turn to for inspiration on a daily basis.
Repeat that. You cut off in the beginning. I didn't hear the beginning of that.
I was asking if anybody else has something, that a little trick that they do to keep themselves motivated, inspired.
So as a small business owner, that what keeps me up, like getting new deals, delivering a shower perfectly. Those like simple stuff that's keep me up and motivated as well on a daily basis, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So just delivering the goods, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Move on to the next one.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was riding with Chance today. He took me to lunch. That was pretty cool. Thanks, Chance. You here? Yeah, he's here. And he's always got some like motivational, like, thing, podcast going, or audiobook or something like that. You know, that's something I've done a lot of, is just kind of listening to that sort of a thing. You know, just you know, there's a lot of success literature out there of, you know, just ways to change your mindset and just have a positive attitude. And just I mean, there's a million books out there like that. You could listen to a different one every week and probably never hear the same one twice, or actually, you know, get a physical book out and, you know, read it, if anybody does that. But that was cool. That's kind of where I got the idea for the topic, is, you know, I just thought that was cool. You know, he starts the car up and that's what's going in his car, is just some positive, you know, ideas for how to grow your business, you know, all the time.
You got to grow yourself personally first, right? Make sure things are in order, and then grow your business. Family should come first, then your business. And, you know, whether it's getting yourself physically in shape, mm-hmm. getting up and getting motivated, whether you go for a walk in the woods or you get on a Peloton and work out for a while, whatever it is to get your blood flowing, but you get in that routine. And then you got to start thinking, okay, what I do is going to be a reflection of our company and our image and the way you want people within your company to view you. And, you know, as a leader, so you've got to lead by example. You got to get there and show the appreciation, and it's got to come from the top, and it's got to go through managers all the way down through the rank and file. And I'm not just talking about installers, but if you've got order entry, you've got customer service people that answer the phone, every single part of that company is important, and you have to recognize every single person. And I tell you, that gets you motivated just to start thinking of things. That's a full-time job to make sure that everybody's motivated and on the same page. What Brandon said is right. You got to set goals, you know, do a 5-year business plan, but have a 1-year. What's your immediate things? And then when you have your meetings, focus on it. Are we heading to that goal? Are we on target? Do we need to adjust it? Was I being overly, thinking that I was going to, you know, Did I set the goal too high? Do I need to adjust it? Is it doable? Is it not doable? Mm-hmm. And then get input from everybody. Is everybody on the same page, working in the same direction? Pick one thing. Is it your callbacks? Let's focus on callbacks. What do we need to do to reduce callbacks? What do we need to do to get more installs in? And if you focus on that, you get success as a team. Everybody sees that you're going in the right direction. That's really important.
I got a saying I've been saying lately is be better than yesterday.
Yeah.
If you just try to be better than you were yesterday, every day, you know, you can do some damage.
And I know it's that 1% you talk about, right?
1%. Yeah.
1%.
I mean, working out, like getting a clear head, like just moving your body a little bit every day. And it does amazing things to clear your head. You're able to think straighter, all that.
The other thing is, I would imagine most of you on here are the owners of the business. I don't know how many are on here that are installers that are not owners. There might be a few. Yeah,
Andrew. Probably more and more as time goes on, I think we're getting just, you know, installers and
I don't know if I can ever stop installing. I think I'll be bored.
It depends. It depends.
It's a hobby, you know?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything.
I've been doing it since I was 15 years old. I mean, it's like if I stop installing, like I did it for a while, but then I got bored. I'm like, hey, man, I mean, it's like the routine you have for 15 years. I mean, for 20 plus years, like then you got to stop. I'm like, ugh. I like doing both. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to juggle both, but I don't know. I tried. So
there was a time when I went from having employees to like not having employees again, where I kind of, you know, my employee left and it was like, I hadn't installed in a while. And so I had to go out and start installing again. And at first I was like kind of dreading that. I was like, oh crap, you know, I got to go back out and install again, you know, but once I got out there and started doing it, I remembered, wow, yeah, I like this. I remember now, you know, it's like, this is pretty cool. It's kind of back to what Vitor was saying about just the satisfaction of getting the work done, you know, and that's a pretty cool thing that installers get to do, that not everybody really gets to experience, that feeling of going in and completing the job, and especially with shower doors, you know, because customer will come in and they're like, wow, this is awesome. This is like better than I imagined. And when you have that kind of a response, man, that's a pretty satisfying, pretty motivating experience.
It would be
good. Took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say that.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I mean, if there's guys on here that are only installers, I'd love to hear from them. Like, what motivates them on a daily basis? And what are they looking for, looking to do?
Moolah, money, dinero. You figure that'd be the only thing, right?
Yeah, but it's not always.
I like money.
Everybody likes money. There's got to be more to it than that, right? If it's just money, then it's a job, right?
When I ask our installers, this is Christina. Hey, guys.
Hey, Christina.
What up?
When I ask our installers what motivates them, and I've seen it, if a shower doesn't go in, they're really disappointed. And it doesn't matter if it was their fault or somebody else's or whatever happened. But it is completing, that's an Atlanta pothole, it is completing the job. And it is very motivating for them to see their work at the end of the day and then see it go up on the website or in an advertisement. So good. I would say that they've told me they could maybe make more money somewhere else, but they love their job. They love completing the shower doors. They love their friends and their customers. And yeah.
It's funny, Christina, anybody you talk to that's in the shower door business, especially if they were a full service glass shop and then transitioned to just shower doors, it's something about this niche that everybody loves. And I think it's because you can complete it in one day for the most part, and then you get that customer satisfaction part of it. Mm-hmm. Where they come in and you are able to give them that reveal. Because if you're a window guy, you may not do that. You may be working for builders outside. And you don't really get that big satisfaction like you do on the shower doors. So
that's
I agree. So,
well, and so many of our customers have just, they're on the tail end of a very long remodeling process. And this is the cherry on top of their bathroom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe they've been pressuring me to schedule them as soon as possible. They want to get it done. They want to get back in their bathroom. But at the end of the day, they are so, so excited. And our guys get to see that. And the customer is thrilled. And we get kind of a little bit more of that excitement than maybe we ought to for the entire bathroom.
I get that. Like me, when I go and measure and like especially a difficult shower, I'm like, oh shoot, man, I don't know what it, I'm like, oh, hopefully it works. So it's mostly sometimes it's a guessing game. I mean, you go in, okay, well, let's go. You know, you go and you measure it, and then you install it, and you see the finished product, like, damn. And then you get the reaction from the homeowner is like, it's like, who cares about, you know, a tip? The reaction that the customer has is like, it's worth millions to me. It's like, it's awesome. You know, seeing it from the beginning of the stage to the end, even sometimes when customers call me and they need help with the layout, you know, before they start doing construction, you know, and you see that. And then at the end, it's just, it's rewarding a lot. It's awesome. You know, especially you're seeing your work going in and then complete it.
Hey, Brian Churd, you started to say something earlier and you didn't get a chance to finish it. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, backing up what you said, you know, when the customer comes in and says, wow, that looks great. That's motivational. And so that's good motivation for me as the installer and the owner, of course, but I try to take that back to the office as well. But one of the things that I hear on a regular basis is that my customer is praising my office manager, the one who answers the phone, and just saying what a great job she did and how efficient she was and just took care of her, care of the customer, whatever it is. And I make sure to bring that back to the office because that's motivational for me as an owner, but it's motivational for her and anybody else who's in the office to take the praise from the customer back into the office and make sure that gets spread around. Because if I'm the only one that hears it, that's great. I'm the owner. I need to hear it. But I want everybody else to hear it to get that motivation as well and to kind of get some of that I get.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing too when you were saying that. Like, for me, that's a big motivation, is not only the thrill or excitement in their face, you know, in relation to the final product that we've supplied and installed, but their praise in the sense of comfort and confidence that they found in working with us. You know, whether they got three or four other quotes and they went with us because, you know, more or less based on our communication skills, customer service, overall just consideration. That lights a fire under me. And I do too. I bring it back, you know, to the other people that were involved, and, you know, I send them the reviews when they come in so they can see that, like, you know, it's not just about putting in a good product and doing a good physical job. It's about providing that pleasant experience, the overall experience for the customer. Because it's that kind of thing that we focus on to help build the brand and build the company and really establish that reputation as, you know, this is the place you want to go because you're going to be treated right, you know. You're going to get a proper product and it's going to be installed, you know, to all the correct specs, but you're going to be treated with consideration. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be respected. That's like huge for me. That's number one. Because it's not just about, you know, supplying and installing, you know, this item. It's about relationships. It's always about relationships. And we've talked about that on here before.
Does anybody have a visual means of, I guess, awarding installers or anybody in the office, like like we have a board with gold stars, and if a customer calls and praises an installer, or we get a 5-star review or something like that, I put a gold star next to their name. And if they get 10, it's just like kindergarten. You get a pizza party or like an ice cream party, whatever. It's like a visual way, and they're pretty competitive. So these boys love their gold stars. They love them. Does anybody have that, a visual something that they like?
We have a daily tracker that we use. It's not a visual thing, but it's a daily tracker. So, because all of our installers and some of our office staff get quarterly incentive bonuses for certain percentages, and it's a grading sheet. So essentially what it is it's revenue installed, reviews, it's truck cleanliness, time management, all that type of stuff. And it's broken down into percentages. So you get X amount of dollars, and maybe the big one is 40%. If you hit this, it's 10%. If you do this, your driving score is 5%, and it equals out to be 100. So then you get graded at the end of each quarter. So there's a performance review every quarter, and they can get up to a certain amount bonus every quarter. And then we'll grade them A through F and see how they do. And then we just track that. So every quarter we're able to have a performance review with them to see if they're doing good or bad. Their go backs are tracked as well, gets taken away from their revenue, and there's loss there. So our guys love it. They're always calculating stuff. They're always trying to get reviews. They're just striving to be better every day. So
it's not displayed digitally on the TV yet, which is a goal to get the big monitor out there.
Well, that's good. That's a
great dashboard. Yeah, great idea.
Christina, what we did is on her shirts, my wife has a Cricut machine, so she makes a lot of we'll buy the blank shirts, and then she'll put the logo on it, a website. But on her sleeve over here, there'll be stars. And as they graduate or get up in a level, as they go from level 1 through level 5, we add stars on her shirt. Cool. So it's, you know, within the guys, they know what level each of the other guy is. And that's kind of a thing they carry with them all the time. They're kind of proud of it. They go into a customer's house, and they want them to know they're at a 3-star level or a 4-star level.
So cool.
You probably don't send the 1-star guy out all that often, right?
Got to learn somewhere, but he's not with somebody.
Send him out with a 4-star guy or a 5-star guy.
That's up for the 4-star guy to rub it into him. Say, hey, you gotta up your game.
When they graduate to the next star level, is there some kind of like announcement ceremony? Yeah. They have to do a test in front of everybody of siliconing a center bead.
Well, they do both a written test and a practical test. Yes, they do both. Their supervisor does that privately with them, though. It's not in front of everybody. But then when they make it to the next level, at the next morning huddle, they'll all know about it. Say, hey, let's give a hand to so-and-so. He just raised the level. And that level brings a pay raise also.
Nice.
So, yeah, always, always learning. I think Chance said that years ago, there's a Japanese saying called Kaizen, right? Always improving. Always improve. No matter how good you are, you got to keep improving. Mm-hmm. So that's the motivation right there. Just what can you do to be better? Whatever it is.
Next step for your guys when they get to 4 stars. I mean, what is their next motivation?
Well, 4-star is your next highest level, right? The next motivation is the Google reviews. And then I'll tell you a quick story. We had a function a couple of weeks ago going out with a Navy SEAL commander. And they asked him, what can you tell us that you learned in Navy SEALs that can translate to business? And he looked at it, he says, the biggest thing that I look for in a commanding officer is if he's a leader. And the difference between a commanding officer and a leader is a commanding officer will get everything done. He'll be phenomenal. If it's not done by somebody, he'll do it. A leader is somebody that'll train the guys behind them to become leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for, is we want our leaders to train more guys to be leaders. We don't want them to be the commanding officer and go do everything on himself and take all that pressure. We need more leaders to brought up so that we can then take that other leader and get him into another position. So when they get to a level 4, we want to make sure that they're training the guys below them to do that so that we can move them into another position within the company. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. That's
great.
It's not just teach them to do the stuff, but teach them to be able to teach others and be a leader.
Great book on that is Extreme Ownership from Jocko Willick and Leif Babin, Navy SEAL guys.
Yes, great book.
Yeah, put that in the chat, will you?
Yeah, put it in the chat. Yeah, I saw a meme, I think, today on LinkedIn that said, when I talk to a manager, I learn how important they are. When I talk to a leader, I learn how important I am.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, man, that's well put.
Yeah. That's so true. It's so true. It's not about me, me, me. It's about us and a team. And you're part of that team. And whatever it is that you do, whether you're the guy that's cleaning the shop or loading the trucks or washing the trucks, you're part of that team. You're creating the image. You're doing everything that the company has envisioned the company to be. So as the leader, you got to set that goal and then just continue to improve everybody to get to that goal. And then set new goals when they get there. Set new goals. No matter how good your business is running, no matter who you are, there's more things in that business you can improve because you're never at 100% efficiency. You're just not.
So true. So true. So we're talking about what you do to maintain your motivation. You know, what happens when you start to get burned out? What happens when you are just lacking that motivation? What do you do? What inspires you?
I would say that, tagging on what Bill said, setting goals is a big thing for me. I've been doing it around glasswork since I was, you know, a kid. You know, I've been doing it since I was illegally allowed to do it. You know, so I get burnt out. You know, I'm at this point 17 years past college, and I've been doing it since the week after I got out of school. So it's for me, it's kind of the battle of what's new, what's changing, what can I bring to the company to help us succeed more? Because listen, I like glass, but I don't get uber excited about glass at this point after being around it since I was born. What I get excited about is the change that we make in the company, the growth we make in the company, the new things I come up with that we find out are great ideas or horrible ideas. But that's what keeps me motivated is what can we do to be different? What can we do to be better? And testing that out and not being afraid of kind of failing on some of those things and succeeding on some of them. But that battle for new is something that's kind of a curse and a gift that I enjoy, because it's a monotony. It's the same thing every day. Sometimes we get to step out and do a fun project, but for the most part, everybody here is doing doors, door and panels, door and returns. I mean, it's sliders. That's the meat of what we're doing every day. And that keeps the bread on the table. So that's what gets me going is that battle for the excitement, creating that new thing, and battling that in an environment that's 60 plus years old with guys that have been there for 40 plus years can be difficult, but that's exciting too. Trying to motivate others and get them to buy into what you're doing and kind of beat that drum with you. That's been a current battle. But when I see somebody else beat the drum with me, like that gets me amped. Like seeing a guy get a review and he's following the procedures that we're putting in place, and those direct procedures are getting good reviews from a customer because they were so organized, they were so clean, they spoke to me so well, they did these things. So seeing the return, not only financially, but seeing the return that we get with the culture feel and guys being excited about having a team day and getting lunch together and doing those things. That's more where I get my energy from nowadays than like the cool project. I do that occasionally, but at this point I'm kind of past it with glass. It's still glass and it can be cool. And I hope the customer is always happy. That's always the goal. But that kind of inner growth has been more my push the last few years as I've felt the drag of, you know, 10,000 showers and trying to keep it, you know, keep it going for everybody around you.
Brilliant. Well said.
Fall in love with the game, right? Like, it's a business as a game, and you just love to, like, you love to go play golf, right? People like to go play golf or go shoot their bow or go hunting or whatever it is. It's like a game to you. And when you look at business like a game and you fall in love with the process, that every day gets to be a new game that you get to go and try to figure out. And like Brandon was saying, get a little better every day. That's the motivation right there, is like when every day is a new day, cause you get to go play the game that you love. Right. Then those people that look at business that way are usually the people that win. On the topic of like looking for motivation, I seek it all the time. I get bored really easy. I think I agree with everyone on every topic that people had brought to the table tonight, but something that really helps me is having interesting conversations with interesting people. So I notice if I'm like behind the computer, or even back in the day when I was installing, whenever I'm doing the same thing day in and day out and I'm looking for more hours in the day, I tend to talk to less people or have less meaningful conversations a lot. So things start to get mundane and boring and, you know, this repetitive, redundant. So I'll notice if I kind of do a reset and maybe get out of my comfort zone, same thing like working out and all that good stuff, but go look for very people that are doing better than me in life, or in business, and get to have conversations with them that are intellectual, and make me think outside of my normal way of thinking. I usually find like a quick inspiration from that really easy. And that goes to why I listen to the podcasts and the books, because all those people are way smarter than I am. They always, like, even if I read a book, I'm just looking for one nugget out of the book. I don't need to take away the full, like, write a thesis on the book. I'm just looking for that one nugget to spark some interest, to spark some thought, to get me feeling alive, to keep playing the game that I love.
These calls are also really helpful. Every topic we talk about, Brad and I get really excited and we call each other after these calls and then we talk about it and we talk about what we're going to do tomorrow and how we're going to implement it. And it's a lot of fun. And similarly, Glass Build really helps. We see all the new toys and all the new things coming out and we get so excited about all the possibilities in our business and our industry. So those things.
These calls are interesting people having interesting conversations, right? So it's like that one thing you get to come and do every week and get to talk to people from all parts of the industry that are doing cool stuff. So like somebody doing less than you, but has a really cool idea can spark an interest and like, hey, we're going to try that. And so Brandon and I do the same thing, hop off this call every night or every week and talk to one another, you know. I think quite a few people call Brandon after this call and break down the call together and have some cool. So yeah, Chris, great job putting all this together. It's really beneficial for all of us. We all get to benefit. So appreciate that.
Pleasure's all mine.
We should make somebody talk that doesn't normally talk here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's get some people that are really quiet and kind of mutes and usually do a little listening, and let's learn about you a little bit and see where
I could just go through here and just like put somebody on the spotlight if I wanted to. I'll wait for a volunteer.
I'll tell you what I get motivated by. Okay. I've never really been an installer. I started out really in sales with a company years ago that went bankrupt. And when I got started on the shower doors, it was just simply, you know, to make some money. It was something I knew how to do because when I was selling, I ran across somebody who wanted one of these type of doors. And that was in the early 90s. and so anyway, it was pretty cool. Like, I'm a sales guy, but I figured out how to do a frameless shower door. And The first one I did actually went in. It was an EO angle, and that was very motivational. But when I had to figure out what I was going to do on my own and start a business, I thought, okay, I'll do shower doors. And every step of the way has been something totally new. I first had to learn how to install. I had never been an installer. And getting a little older, it's kind of difficult. And I had to get some installers that are people to help me out. And then what was kind of cool is you get somebody who doesn't know anything about shower doors and you kind of learn together and you kind of develop it. And then, you know, you grow a little bit bigger and you see the sales growth and all this. And I thought, you know, well, one, I don't want to have to install all my life because I'm getting older. I can't do that. So I better build a business and bring some guys in. And I think the thing that's been real motivational for me, though, is to see some guys that you hire that they come alive. And it's really cool when you see somebody that, you know, you didn't know if they were going to really work out. And I think they didn't even know if it was going to work out for them. But then after they start getting into it and getting the thrill of creating something beautiful like this, and then, like everybody says, the homeowner just responds. And it's I just love to see some of these guys that otherwise might not have found a great job for themselves. And now I feel like they love what they do for a living. So that motivates me. And what's cool is to build a business, especially with my daughter. So that's pretty cool. But you know, a lot of us have family, right? Involved in the business. Bill, I mean, with two sons, and his wife was helping out. So, that's pretty cool.
It's become kind of rare, you know. I mean, it's not, it used to be everybody did that, right? Everybody had, you know, did what their dad did or whatever. And it's not that common anymore, but it's pretty common in the glass industry.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Glass is a blast.
That's right. All right. Who else? Who's someone who doesn't talk all the time like me? So tell us a little bit about what motivates you.
I'll step in here.
All right. Thanks.
My name is Greg Zamarin, and I'll tell you a lot about what motivates me is I've been doing this for 41 years. And I think, like Billy said, you get burned out. You know, sometimes you wonder through that long career I've had, maybe I should have been an electrician. You know, maybe I should have been a heavy equipment operator. You know what I mean? But to me, you know, all aspects of glass make money for me. That's I learned from my uncle right out of high school. And I've been doing it for, like I said, 41 years in 6 different states. To me, showers is like the art of glass. You know, I can make good money putting in a hotel of vinyl windows or retrofit windows. IGU replacements, but showers are like art, and each one is like a statue or you know, a sculpture that you get to make and create. And so that's what motivates me is, you know, there's not a lot of people that can do what we do. I mean, in commercial, it's pretty easy to learn. You can have basic skills and read a tape measure and be a good commercial guy. Windows, same thing. You have attention to detail, whatever, but you have to be super critical with mirrors and showers. And that's what motivates me is being able to take that knowledge and and let contractors and people see what we do and then say, oh my gosh, that's just beautiful. And, you know, selling it is fun, but the finished product and being able to, you know, step back and see that these people can use that for a 30-year mortgage, it's an easy sell. Lately what's motivated me is Brandon Nicastro. And, he really motivates me, I have to say. He's just a great guy. You know, I grew up down in LA and I didn't have such a good life when I was a kid too. And my uncle gave me the opportunity to do glass, and that changed my entire life. And I've been able to teach some kids who now thank me, you know, just so gracious that I was able to show them something in life that they could do and make money and raise a family and feel good about themselves. You know, so seeing Brandon Nicastro and Bill Dobman makes me wish I was about 20 years younger, and I'm 61 now, but they still motivate me. And I have to say that this whole group itself has done wonders for my business, which is a really small little business in the northwest tip of Montana, you know, but I'm doing what I love, and I enjoy what I do. And, you know, I've worked for other people, and, you know, I think I'd love to work for Brandon Nicastro or Bill Dobman, but working for yourself, I mean, you get to control the quality, and, you know, I could only wish that I could get that big, but I'm, you know, the area that I'm in doesn't really give me that opportunity to grow massively like that. I'm not in a big city, but I do okay, you know, in a small ski town, diverse, beautiful country. Hmm. And so I would say Brandon Nicastro motivates me the most lately. And then listening to Bill Dobman and listening to his story, you know, where he started out small like that, it gives me hope, you know, and motivation every day. And yeah, I thank everybody for sharing, because it's definitely informative. And I take something away every week and apply it to my business and my life. So yeah, that's what I have to say. And thanks to everyone.
Thanks, Colonel Sanders was 62 when he started KFC, man.
Yeah, hey, you know what,
Chad? You're still a young man.
I know. Yeah, my wife keeps telling me, she goes, stop saying you're so old. You know, and I've had, you know, like 3 double hernia surgeries. I've snapped both or my distal bicep tendon. I've dislocated my spine. I've had, you know, rotator cuff surgery on both left and right arms. But I was installing until I was 60 years old, only just recently as I've trained kids, younger people. What I find is in this trade, and I'm sure Brandon and some of you, Bill, you've probably seen this too, is you get that guy that walks in the doors and he says he knows it all. Well, I don't know it all. I learn something new every single day in this trade. And it's those guys that you can't train. Mm-hmm. They do it their way, no matter. I use drop cloths. I vacuum. I treat the way I train my guys is treat every home like it's your grandma's house, like it's your grandpa's house. I mean, you go that extra mile and you clean up. You make stickers are off the windows or whatever, the shower door, whatever. But you just take that extra step. I think that's important. It's, you know, this is a great group and I get a lot from it. I hope everybody else does too. And you're right. I'm not as old as that. My mind thinks sometimes, you know, it's my body that's old. you know, with the discipline that Brandon preaches every day, you know, that motivates me. And I know that, you know, excuses, everybody's got excuses and procrastinates. But to watch him run his company and be involved in his company just really motivates me. And I'm really happy to see that in Brandon and a lot of these people that we see on here. I like to see everybody grow, and that's a good thing for our trade.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah. Hey, thank you each and every day. Appreciate
time to get time to get in the cold plunge next.
Gosh, man. That's a tough one.
He's like, I'll just walk outside.
Brandon's in Phoenix, Arizona. Like, how cold is it really?
It's 60 right now. Well, before the call, I was in the pool and it was 47 in the pool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I've lived in Vegas in extreme heat, you know, but I prefer the cold. Although the older I get, the cold isn't as fun. Like, you know, woofing shower doors and ice is no fun. Unloading the trucks and the suppliers in solid ice where you're, you know, taking baby steps. It's, you know, it's hardy. You have to be a man to work in the extremes. I mean, I've worked in Vegas in 117 to 120, you know, and I've worked in 17 below a couple of weeks ago, you know. So you just can't make excuses like Brandon preaches every day. I mean, you can't let it get you down. You got to just keep going, you know. And but I definitely thank Brandon. He's a huge inspiration to me as an old man. he definitely motivates me and keeps my mind just, you know, going. And I could pick his brain and Chance's brain and Bill Dobman's brain, and you know, I could go on forever just listening to them. Learning.
Pick them brains. Yep. Brains are out there, man, to be picked.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I too. Thanks. I appreciate everybody for all their information. I really do. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Well, I think you hit a good topic, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I got a great one for people if they like to read or you want to listen to an audio book, since this was all about finding your motivation, is if everyone knows their true why, right? So there's a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek, but it's a great like book. If you know why you're getting up to go to work and why you're trying to work out and make yourself better, it makes doing it that much easier because you have that real purpose and why. So like the how great leaders inspire everyone to take action is the Start With Why. So good book to check out.
Perfect.
Throw that in the chat too.
That's a great one too. Totally.
Yeah. I'll put a link from Amazon here.
Cool. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left. So if there's someone there, you know, you're dying to say something, but you know, you're kind of shy. Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Vitor?
I like your shirt.
Cool shirt, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm part of the GCS family now.
Awesome.
We're having a lot of fun, man. This is like really a great experience for me and my wife too. You know, it's like, you know, Chance has been spending a lot of time with us over here, is kind of getting us trained and stuff on all these new systems, like a lot of software. We're like, you know, we're not old or anything like that. You know, we're not like, we're of another generation, right? So and there's a lot of technology involved, a lot of apps and software and stuff like that. And I like that kind of stuff. I'm a little bit, you know, techie for an older guy. My wife is like not into it at all. You know, she's like technology adverse, you know? So, but she's learning this stuff, you know, and Chance has like been training her and how to do these things. And, you know, once you get into it, it's like I was telling him today at lunch, it's like, it's kind of addictive, you know, because you start to do these apps and stuff and you start to see like the results right away of how effective it is. And all of a sudden it's like, it's almost like social media where you're like, okay, well, did that customer respond? You know, and it's like, did I move them in the pipeline? Whatever. So these software apps and stuff that these guys have developed are like so incredible. I've been using Follow Up for a couple of years before, you know, we started up this partnership. And I know a number of people and this group have used that. And I don't know if there's going to be more opportunities for people to to check that out or get into that. I know they talk about it, and it's like, you know, we're trying to focus on, you know, glass and installing glass, right, and doing that. So we're not really a software company. We're a glass company, but it is an awesome app. And so I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just saying, you know, it's just like, it's to see my wife, who's like, doesn't like technology at all. Getting kind of,
she didn't have a cell phone until 10 years ago. So just put it that way.
She did not have a cell phone. I was just like, hey, you're going to have a cell phone. You know, you're going to have to come into the 21st century. So I drug her into the 21st century. And now she's doing this. And it's like, she's coming in. She's like, oh, look at this. She's got her iPad. She's like, what about this? You know, how do I do this? What? Oh, My people disappeared. You know, it's like,
that is
your people are okay.
That's one of my favorite parts about the technology and introducing it to new people. That process, like teaching someone just to download an attachment and then everything from there on, it's awesome watching them realize what they can do now.
Right. I mean, because she wants to help people, right? She wants to help everybody. I mean, somebody comes in, they've got some broken part off an old like shower door that was made 50 years ago. And they're like, hey, do you have this part? And she's trying to figure out how to get them the part, you know? I mean, she's just like, she can't help herself. And now, you know, with these tools, I mean, she can really like help people, you know? So it's a blast. We're having a great time.
Awesome.
So anyway, we'll give you some more updates here soon, but thanks for showing up. Great talk.
Hey, this is Chris Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You may want to join the Shower Door Professionals group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Shower Door Pros, and you'll find us. I look forward to seeing you.